In today's halacha, we will deal with an issue that may not seem so relevant to most of us, but in truth we can find necessary to know, if not for ourselves, then for informing others in making the right decisions. Who may a kohen marry? So we know a kohen may not marry a divorcee, a cholal. Today we will deal with whether a kohen is allowed to marry a Jewish girl that has a Gentile father. Unfortunately, you have many Yidden today that are born from assimilated families, and the father isn't Jewish. May a kohen marry such a woman whose father is not Jewish? So we find in the Mishnah in Kedushin, Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis, a list of different children and their lineage vis-a-vis marrying into the Jewish people. Based on this Mishnah, there are some Rishonim that learn that a girl who was born from a Gentile father is forbidden to marry a kohen. A kohen cannot marry such a girl, as she is considered pogum l'kahuna, just like a cholal. So rule a number of Rishonim mentioned in the Rif Yevamis and the Rush, brought down in the Chalkas Mechaking and Beis Shmuel in chapter 4 in Shulchan Aruch. Other Rishonim, however, rule that even initially it's permitted to marry such a woman and she's not invalidated for the kahuna. Practically, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, rules in chapter 4, halacha 5 and 19, and chapter 7, halacha 17, like the stringent approach that it's forbidden for a kohen to wed a woman who has a Gentile father. This applies whether the mother of this girl was married or single at the time that she conceived from the Gentile. In all such cases, it is forbidden to marry a kohen. This is worthwhile knowing when we're dealing with other people that may not be familiar with the halachas, especially this halacha, which is not so well known, that if a person is a kohen, they are to be made aware that they cannot date, they cannot marry a woman that has a Gentile father. What is the halacha b'diyeved if a kohen went ahead and married a woman who has a Gentile father, either transgressed or didn't know, and then they discovered it was aser? So the Poskim record the Chalkas Mechaker, the Beis Shmuel, and the Rambam, the Ramban on Yevamis, that b'diyeved, they are permitted to remain married and they are not required to get a divorce. This iser, this prohibition, is only lechatchila. Although there are Poskim that argue and say they do have to get divorced, practically this is how we rule, that they do not have to get divorced. Based on this, the question is asked, what happens if you know a couple that the man is a kohen, while the woman is the daughter of a Gentile, and they already have been in a relationship for quite some time, but they are not yet married? Do we view this as lechatchila or b'diyeved, as they are already involved in a relationship? So practically, ideally, we review this as lechatchila, and they are now allowed to get married. However, every case should be brought to the attention of a Beis Din and to Rabbanim who are certified to deal with these matters of yuchsin, as in certain cases, leniencies have been given to allow the kohen to marry this woman if they have already been in a long-term relationship together. By raising their awareness in these matters, we can help prevent kohenim from entering into relationships with girls that they are not allowed to marry.